Ross was the best coach I had by an absolute mile. He was ruthless.
Why do you say that?
Well, he was analytical. He was ruthless. He had great empathy for the players that dug in and worked hard for him. And he was someone who I think, and this is contrary, I think, to popular view, but he made complex football issues really simple. He distilled it down that, you know, whether it was...
That's the opposite of his public persona.
Correct.
Exactly. Yeah,
and this is the thing I think is lost to the public, that he would look at all the stats and all the data, and he'd be very data-driven. He'd look at all the vision and say, hey, guys, here's all you have to focus on. And it would be three words or 3 points. And that was his greatest skill, I think, as well as, you know, empowering his leaders and engaging with his group.
So isn't that interesting? And this is one of the great reasons why we love to talk to you, because we don't, outside of Melbourne and Perth, such a long way away, 95% of our audience would say, well, you know, Rossy Lyon complicates things. That's what he sells. So he does his press conference, he does this and this and this. But for you to come out and say his great skill is to simplify things is so enlightening, I think.
Well, he talks in riddles. I think that's probably... And he talks in a language that only his players and his group understand.
He created a language.
Oh, absolutely, yeah. And if you understood the language, then, you know, it was very, very simple. But you're right. I think that... And that's the art of a coach these days. You not only have to make it simple for your players, but you obviously have to make it simple for your fans and for the public to... Because ultimately, they're the ones that are paying a ticket to get in.